About 200,000 Arabs live in East Jerusalem, the sector Israel captured from Jordan in the 1967 war and later unilaterally annexed to its capital. The Palestinians in the city have blue Israeli ID cards, and unlike Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, they have the freedom to move and work throughout Israel. Because of their privileged status, Jerusalem's Arabs have largely stayed on the sidelines in the current conflict. So yesterday's arrest of four East Jerusalem residents accused of carrying out a string of bomb attacks has sent shockwaves through the Arab community. NPR's Anne Gerrels reports from the village of Silwan in East Jerusalem.
The family of one of the accused, 30-year-old Ala Adin Abbasi, has fled its house fearing the Israelis will demolish it. His pregnant wife and 5-year-old daughter have come to the grandfather for advice. As he scans newspaper reports about his grandson, 76-year-old Abu Ahmed expresses shock at the allegations. He says he knew Ala Adin as a religious man who worked hard fixing air conditioners in Israel. If the allegations are true, he says this will hurt the family badly. And as Mukhtar, or village chief for the neighborhoods of Silwan and Ras El Mud, he's also concerned about the community. He needs good relations with Israeli municipal authorities.
Whenever there's a problem with water and other things, I'm able to get it. Imagine if I had known that my son is connected in any way to this cell. The interest of the village is always in my mind, and that's always what I work for. And any action related to this cell would jeopardize my village.
Many here express surprise that the four accused had managed to operate out of Silwan, noting it's well known for harboring Arabs who collaborate with Israel. Joseph asked his last name not be used.
In every house there is one. In some homes there is more than one, two or three.
While this isn't the first time Jerusalem residents have been detained for terrorist activities, this is the first time in years that members of the militant group Hamas have been found in the capital. 29-year-old Mohammed Odeh is charged with planting the bomb at Hebrew University, where he worked as a painter. His blue Jerusalem ID and yellow Israeli car plates made it easy for him to move around. Some of his young cousins say they're very proud of him, but older members of the family concede they're worried about the repercussions. While looking for the house of 31-year-old Wa'al Qasim, considered by the Israelis to be the leader of the cell, neighbors would only point the way, loath to approach the house themselves. His father, Ali, a retired English teacher, said many are afraid they might be tainted.
Let's say that half and half. They come and greet us, you see, and shake hands with us. But they fear, a little. They do not know what will happen, you see. Therefore, they are a little anxious. Of course, we are under occupation, you see. And this is what will happen.
He says nothing about his son or his own attitude to Israel, making it clear he fears anything he might utter will simply bring more pain for this already troubled family. As Joseph explains, the people of East Jerusalem straddle two worlds. On the one hand, they get many benefits from Israel people under Palestinian control in the West Bank can only dream of. Health insurance, free access.
You lose being a human, because really, if you are in the West Bank, you are not a human.
On the other hand, they chafe under Israeli control and complain services in East Jerusalem are far inferior to those in the largely Jewish western half. They express support for the resistance to Israel and the eventual establishment of a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. But Joseph says they stay away from the fight.
It's like watching a football game. Everybody has a team to support, and we love to clap hands. We don't like to be in the game. In that field, people of Jerusalem, most of them, they work with tourists. They are either guides, drivers, or work in hotels, or waiters. People that they know that Jerusalem and to be quiet is the most important thing for their income.
Joseph says the Palestinian Authority resents the Arabs of East Jerusalem because of this.
They call us Abu Hala, you know, the ones that put earrings in our ears. This is the expression they use for Jerusalem people. We are spoiled. And one day it will come and that they will straighten things up, or they will make us men, or, you know, in other words. It's a kind of jealousy. And this is something typical, because when they see us go and come freely and they don't, you know, it's a kind of separation and jealousy. I don't blame them for that.
But the arrests in East Jerusalem are going to make life harder for people here now. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert, who has taken pride in Jerusalem Arabs staying clear of violent activity, said today the Arabs will now come under new scrutiny. He warned of security checks, roadblocks, and other unspecified measures. Anne Garrels, NPR News, East Jerusalem.